Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller about the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things that was approved by the council was regarding the streetscape. Talk about what the council approved and what was on the agenda.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks, Andrew. So what we did was we asked to amend the agreement that we have with the engineers. The reason we did that was the original scope was going to be just on the square. Well, we've received additional grant money. So we've received about $1.7 million in grant money for this project. We're actually seeking some additional ones. So what this does is it takes and expands the boundary a little bit so that we can maximize the grant dollars that we received, but also allow for bidders to give us different alternate pricing so we can, the council will then be able to identify how much of the project do we do. Do we just do the internal square? How much is that going to cost? What if we added a couple blocks in each direction? What would that cost? So making sure we're prepared to have all the data needed for the council to make an informed decision on what is really truly a generational project.
All right. Another thing talked about was there was a clarification on snow and ice removal. Talk about what was changed for the council and just kind of a correction made by the city.
Yeah, you said it best. It was a correction. We staff made an error in one of the documents that we presented last council meeting for approval. So last year, the city council, based on public input, we brought a recommendation to reduce the number of hours that a resident has to shovel snow off their sidewalk. We were hearing complaints from residents. It was taking too long. So it was previously 72 hours. Last year, council heard that, made the change to 48 hours. Well, when we were updating our snow and ice removal policy for the annual review this year, we accidentally left in the 72 hours. So we just brought it back to clean Scrivener's error, clean it up. But it's all adopted and clean now, and it's on our website. So that's the only thing that changed in that policy document. So residents have 48 hours to remove snow off their sidewalk.
All right. Well, there was also approved by the council was refuse hauling rates. I believe there was some complex owners who approached the city. Talk a little bit about what that was.
Yeah, there's two items that we talked about. So one, the refuse rates. By code, the refuse haulers that operate in the city limits have to let us know what their rates are going to be. That's it. They are the ones that pretty much set the rates. They provide it to council. Council just formalizes it. We do not have a franchise agreement where the city has control over the rates. So it's a little unique here. And then regarding the recycling contract, we were hearing from some apartment complex owners or managers that the two recycling totes that they are provided wasn't enough. Well, our contract with waste management didn't allow for a larger recycling dumpster. So working with our counterpart at Waste Management, we were able to get some pricing to allow complexes, if they choose, to secure a dumpster for recycling so they can increase their capacity of recycling. So it's a win-win for everybody, the community, the environment, and our residents in the multifamily complexes.
All right. Well, something that commuters should keep in mind over the next week. I believe there is some median maintenance. Happens in the spring, happens in the fall, and we're headed for the fall version. Talk about what is planned for the city now and how people can stay up to date.
Yeah. So I believe it's November 10th. The Parks and Rec Department will be shutting down the interior lanes north along 6569 by the medians. And that is to do the required maintenance that we have to do. IDOT, it's IDOT jurisdiction, so state jurisdiction. We cannot have some of the vegetation remain there, so we have to cut it down to standards established by the state. So that is something that we will do. We do at the end of the year to make sure that those are at the required heights. Now, during a staff meeting we had today, it doesn't look like the weather will cooperate. So that work is weather dependent. We will have to find an alternative date if the original date doesn't work. So we just ask residents to stay tuned to our social media outlets, to our website, and obviously to KNIA.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.